Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Jason DeRussia, Marquette grad, not a Minnesota school, Chicago native, Illinois. He's really not one of us, is he, Dave Aragon?
He likes to pretend that he is.
He pretends.
He plays the game.
Gopher shirt, you know. Mm-hmm. Right now, are you with me? Let's go Western Kentucky. They're tied with Marquette right now. Are we all with the Hilltoppers at this point?
Never been a big Hilltopper fan than I am right now. I'll shout that from the top of the hill, darn it.
Let's go Hilltoppers. Come on. Let's bring DeRussia down this afternoon. My school didn't even come close to qualifying for the tournament.
Your school's terrible.
My school's awful.
Could they bring Herm Edwards in to coach the basketball team?
Oh, God. Herm. So, every day, the last multiple weeks, we've talked about the murder case involving Ryan Londegren, the second-degree murder charges against him in the death of Ricky Cobb, a traffic stop, Mary Moriarty, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, use of force, training expert, Kevin Burke on here the other day, calling out Governor Walz, was very upset that Governor Walz was reacting in any way. We've had Joe Friedberg on. We've had Lou Ragus on. I thought it was interesting. We didn't get to this when we had talked about yesterday how the four Republican members of Congress called for Walz to take the case from Moriarty and give it to Ellison. Again, this has only happened two times in the history of the state, and one was by Walz already. You also had Representatives Angie Craig and Dean Phillips joining the Republican House colleagues. I tried to get Dean Phillips on today to expand on this and other matters. We're hoping next week. I thought the comment by Ilhan Omar, though, deserves a little conversation. Her district, the congresswoman, includes Minneapolis and much of Hennepin County. She said in a statement later yesterday that members of Congress who don't represent Hennepin County should not be weighing in on this. She added, "The voters in Hennepin County, including myself, have placed their trust and confidence in Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty to do the job she's elected to do." She added, "Taking away the case sets a bad precedent and disregards the will of the voters." On the precedent, I'm with her. It's very concerning about when we're going to do this. I'll add again. I thought Londegren was well within his right to do what he did. I think you still have to be concerned about when a governor is going to step in and take a case. And by the way, can't just be, okay, I don't agree with the decision, so the governor should step in. What does happen when people are elected to office? If you've paid attention to this show, you know I've questioned a number of cases involving Mary Moriarty and lighter approaches than I believe the cases merited. But you cannot downplay how concerning this could be. Do we really want Governor Walz involved in every county in this state reviewing every case? Okay, so he's going to review the ones that involved in a murder. He's going to view the ones that are public. He's going to view the ones where supposedly, air quotes, it was a murder, as opposed to I had to do this. But on Ilhan Omar, what do you think? If she didn't agree with Mary Moriarty, if she didn't potentially agree with this approach, would she be saying the same thing? Because I'm dubious. I want the justice system to carry out what they're doing. That doesn't mean you have to agree with every part of the justice system. Like, I personally believe George Floyd was murdered, and the individuals, the four officers, in particular Derek Chauvin, I believe the right decision was reached. Others in our audience disagree. I don't agree with you. You don't agree with me. You're allowed to give your opinion on that. Obviously, it carries more gravitas when it is a position in authority. But, Dave, deciding which person is allowed to comment on this. So, in theory, Craig Phillips and the Republicans, they can only comment on the most visible case in the state if it happens in their district? Really? If you're saying you're allowed, if we want to have the debate, nobody should say anything? Well, that's where Judge Kevin Burke stands. That's where a former judge of 30 years, two times a chief judge, and listen, of course he's biased towards his previous profession. But are you telling me if Ilhan Omar, and it was a case involving 3rd District, Phillips area, and she passionately, intellectually didn't agree with the direction of a prominent case, that she's not allowed to comment because it's not in her district?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't buy that at all. Do you?
I think it makes complete sense to me. Think about it this way. Okay. Say somebody steals a car in North Minneapolis and they go on a joyride and it's a high-speed chase through 94 over to the east side and they finally get pulled over and arrested over on the east side of St. Paul. I think only Ilhan Omar and Betty McCollum should be the ones to talk about it, as well as those council members in Minneapolis and St. Paul who represent the wards that were driven through. Therefore, we have to get out the map. It's ridiculous. I think it would be much better if politicians stayed out. Especially those, yep. You know, you can make the argument that maybe the governor could speak about it. I could hear that argument because he has the power to do something. He can remove the case from the Hennepin County Attorney's Office.
He's involved in the decision-making.
Yes.
The potential of the decision-making.
Congress people, butt out. That's what I would say. That's not your place, and you've got, you know, you've got plenty of other things to worry about. You can vote on a million different other issues that don't even impact Minnesota. Go ahead and do that.
Okay. I get part of what you're saying. I also am the talk show host who wants politicians to answer questions and not hide. If they want to answer and say, as a member of Congress, I certainly have opinion, but I also believe in the justice system. So at this point, I'm not going to share my opinion. I get that. But saying you can only comment on the biggest case in the state because it's in your district. So Ilhan is supported. Mary Moriarty. If it was someone who she didn't support and they were involved in a decision in her county, again, she's allowed to comment according to this criteria. No one else is. But if it's something in a different part of the state and it becomes an enormous story in the state and you feel like you can comment in your district and not elsewhere, I don't agree. I think if you want to stay quiet all the time, defend that point. Fine, or just don't comment. But saying you can only comment when it's in your district, when this story has moved well past just a local story, and it's a statewide issue, I personally don't agree. Are you ready for Am I Wrong? Are we ready to go?
The committee is standing by and fired up today. A lot to talk about.
Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.